Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we want to finish the show today with a little bit of seafood, either grilled or smoked. Chaz, you're on, brother. What is your favorite technique for doing salmon? I know you eat a lot of salmon. You just talked about one over the on the break. You're gonna bust that out on us?
No, I'm going to save that for another day.
All right,
I'll make that a post. But anyway, I love doing salmon on the grill. And I leave the skin on when I'm cleaning salmon, just so that I'm, you know, have a little bit of that protective layer. Now, opposite of what we said with the chicken, I will go flesh down when I start and then roll it over just to get some sear marks, a little bit of top crust on it, and I'm going to roll it over onto the skin. And what's going to happen is during the course of that, I'm going to be able to put a little bit of a sauce on it. I like put onion, make a little onion aioli, and just put that as a drizzle over the salmon as it's finishing. Anything that might be getting dried out at the top cooks down. Now all that fat between the skin and the flesh is going to melt. And if you're good, you take your spatula and you slide it right in between them and you lift off and you get no skin on the plate. You leave a crispy piece of skin on the grill that you can just fold up and put away.
Wow. And it's clean, it's crisp, it's good. And so, Bob, going to you for seafood. What is your you can cook anything and everything that you have. If you hear seafood on the grill, what's the first thing that comes to the mind?
Any seafood. I like catfish. I like, as far as shellfish, I love shrimp on the grill. Those are some of my two favorites.
So let's talk about catfish. That's not really seafood, but that's more lake food. But
correct.
You can catch those.
Absolutely.
I was out with Captain Ken here, and we caught catfish before, brought them in. Wonderful food. How do you prepare catfish?
Catfish up in the north, we don't eat it very much. Obviously, down south, they eat it more. And I love it. I really do like that. Definitely grilling that, exactly what Chas was saying. I like leaving it whole. So I'll leave the whole fish whole, open the cavity in the middle, gut it out, and then inject it with some roasted garlic. Put some garlic right in the cavity, chives, usually some shallots.
Is the skin still on it?
Yes. Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
So you've got in essence, both sides of the fillet and the rib cage is there down to the tail, and you're going to put that on there, and you're going to put these seasonings in the cavity. How do you know when it's done?
So I put actually a neat little trick that you can do with fish is if you tie it with some butcher's twine, and then when you tie it with a butcher's twine, if you put it like on a pineapple rind, we talked about a little Caribbean twist. So if you tie the piece of fish on a piece of pineapple rind, and then butcher twine it, and then put it on the grill, that kind of perfumates that really well with the pineapple coming through on the grill. And then when you stuff that catfish in there with the different garlic and different herbs, it just really gives a unique flavor.
Man, that's making my mouth water. So you take the rind off the outside of a pineapple,
instead,
and you're kind of wrapping it around the fish after you've seasoned it, and you're tying it off, so I'm grilling the rind, and it's kind of like steaming the fish on the inside.
Absolutely. So rather than throwing it away, keep it. I'll actually dry that pineapple sometimes and throw it in when I smoke. But if you keep that rind and use it as like a bed between a fish and the grill and then tie it with butcher's twine, it actually works pretty good.
Wow. That's like the coolest recipe I've heard this summer.
And with the how to tell it's done, that skin's going to start letting loose.
Right. And the fish meat, the flesh is going to come off the skin.
And when that skin, even in a whole fish, it's going to start letting loose a little bit. And right. You know you're done.
Chef Schultz? Chaz Thompson, thanks, guys, for making time and joining me on The Grilling Guys. We'll be back next week. Barbecue Bob will be back in the chair, and we appreciate you listening, and we'll talk with you next week.